This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Woman of all time. Who do you think, Abdullah? Maryam, right? What about Khadija? Okay, raise your hand if you think it's Maryam. Raise your hand if you think it's Khadija. Raise your hand if you think it's Fatima. SubhanAllah. No, not baby Khadija. I need you next Sheikh Yasser, okay, hold on. He said Khadija, it's a sister, so. All right. What about Asya? Aisha. Okay. We're coming into Ali Imran, Surah Ali Imran, and there is a verse in Ali Imran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Verily, O Maryam, Allah has chosen you, He has purified you, and He has chosen you above the women of all time, or all of the women of the world. Now we know who the greatest man of all time was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the greatest of Allah's creation. But Maryam alayhi salam, I want to speak about her, but I also want to speak about Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Asiya alayhi salam. And let's think about this for a moment, inshallah ta'ala, because there's so much here for us to unpack. Number one, Maryam alayhi salam is not just a comma between the mother and Isa alayhi salam. She's not just the mother of Isa alayhi salam. She is a woman who is distinguished in her worship, who is perfect in her iman. She's perfect in her faith. And that's something that's very special, because we know that the wife of Imran, when she made dua for a child, she wanted a prophet to carry on the work of the prophets Bani Israel. Someone she could dedicate to the temple, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not just give her Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him. Allah gave her Maryam alayhi salam. And she's not just in the middle somewhere. She is an incredible human being, a woman of absolute perfection. كانت من القانتين. A woman who would stand and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hours and hours and hours, who had no concern for this world whatsoever. All she wanted to do was sit and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took her from this world and she could be in the presence of her Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Maryam alayhi salam is in and of herself an incredibly special woman. The Quran says the greatest woman of all times. But then what happens to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha? What happens to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha? Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ نِسَائِهَا مَرْيَمْ وَخَيْرُ نِسَائِهَا Khadija. The best woman of her time, يعني زمانها, the best woman of her time was Maryam, and the best woman of her time was Khadija. So you have a debate here, right? Was Maryam alayhi salam the greatest woman of all time or just her time? And then you have Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the answer with Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and this is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she has the traits of her father sallallahu alayhi wasallam and her mother radiallahu ta'ala anha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said she is Sayyidatu Nisa al Jannah. She is the master, the queen of the women of Jannah, except for Maryam bint Imran, alayhi salam. So what do we take with all of this? Well, first of all, though at the apparent meaning, you find Maryam alayhi salam is indeed the greatest woman of all times, you're comparing perfection to perfection. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that Maryam alayhi salam, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha are women who perfected their faith. There is no deficiency. And the ulama talk about Maryam in many ways. I mean, subhanAllah, a woman who is not just named in the Qur'an has a whole chapter named after her in the Qur'an. A woman who, you know, has virtue after virtue after virtue that is mentioned to us. A woman who some of the ulama of the past, this of course would have been solved the debate, right? Some of the ulama of the past considered her to be a prophet in and of herself, like Imam al-Qurtubi and Ibn Hazm, rahimahumullah ta'ala. And even if that is a minority view, right, then it still says something about her virtue, because those that did not consider her to be a prophet in her own right did not exclude her from prophethood because of a deficiency on her part, but because of what they define a prophet as, the duties and responsibilities of a Nabi of Allah. But what are the similarities when we look through them? Maryam alayhi salam carried Isa alayhi salam in her womb. And when Jibreel alayhi salam came to her and told her what this was about, that this was a sign from Allah, not a sign of Allah's displeasure for you, that this is a test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to see you through, that this baby that you have just given birth to is a blessed baby. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say Maryam alayhi salam did when she got that news? فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ. She went to her people carrying Isa alayhi salam, knowing that they might kill her, knowing that they would insult her, slander her, and kill her, because Maryam alayhi salam was not married. Maryam alayhi salam had no husband. Maryam alayhi salam, At-Tahira, the pure one, Maryam alayhi salam, never, never did anything that would humanly bring a baby into this world. And she knew that her people would do all sorts of things. But once it was clear to her that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a mission and a purpose for this baby that she carried, when Jibreel alayhi salam came to her, what did she do? She went to her people with full confidence, carrying her baby. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to see me through this. And not only that, she's not allowed to defend herself, right? Because she is in a vow of silence, of siyam. So she has to wait to see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defend her and clear her, but she knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clear her name and defend her, and that's exactly what happens. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Jibreel alayhi salam comes to her husband Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gives him the revelation. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is driven to her arms. And Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha takes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see Waraq ibn Nawfal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who informs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not just that he is a prophet and that that was Jibreel that came to him, but what else does he inform the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Your people are going to run you out. Your people are going to fight you. Things are about to turn in your life. And what does the Prophet ﷺ say? Me? Are they really going to run me out? Right? And Waraqa says to the Prophet ﷺ, no person has ever come with what you have come with except that their people ran them out. And subhanAllah, Khadija radiallahu anha was there, wasn't she? Did Khadija radiallahu anha take the Prophet ﷺ to the side and say, let's rethink this whole thing? She also, if they're going to run the Prophet ﷺ out, by extension, doesn't that mean they're going to run her out too? She has lived her life in comfort and wealth. Doesn't that mean she's going to lose all of that? Does she hesitate at all? No. She continues to support the mission of the Prophet ﷺ to show the Prophet ﷺ everything that he needed to be shown, to be by his side sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to believe in him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to aid him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she never complains. She maintains that patience. And Jibreel alayhi salam came to Maryam alayhi salam with bushra, with the glad tidings. And guess what? Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, there is Khadija radiallahu anha coming to you. And gave her the glad tidings of a house in paradise made of special pearls that has no noise or exhaustion. SubhanAllah, you're talking about the best women of all time. You're talking about perfection that is manifested. And this is something, as we read about Maryam alayhi salam and Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. One of them, Maryam alayhi salam, highlighted in the Quran so frequently. The other one, Khadija radiallahu anha, who received the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in her hands when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the Quran for the very first time, Ghari Hira. And they serve as an example for us of what? That if you are pure, that if you are pious, that if you remain connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate your rank. Ya Maryam, inna Allah astafaki wa taharaki wa astafaki ala nisa al-alameen. O Maryam, Allah has chosen you, has purified you, and chosen you above the women of all the worlds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to follow their example of prayer and patience. Wasta'inu bis sabri was salah. May Allah allow us to follow their example of prayer and patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be filled with iman, to be filled with faith, and to live with that iman and act with that iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with our mothers, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be with them and with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.